last week, we discussed the reasons for the mitzvah of lighting Halakas Neir Shabbos, as well as some of the ramifications with regards to Kabbalah Shabbos that are inherent in lighting Halakas Neir Shabbos. This week, in Mirza Hashem, we're going to discuss where a person is supposed to light Neir Shabbos and who is obligated in the mitzvah of lighting Halakas Neir Shabbos. Much of the discussion that we'll have today is relevant as well to Halakas Neir Chanukah. So we'll be yotze the obligation of talking about where to light Halakas Neir Chanukah with today's discussion, since we're pretty much Chanukah is not that far off. So anyway, we mentioned last week that it's a machlekes Rashi and Tosis. Why is one obligated to light Halakas Neir Shabbos? Rashi writes that it's a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, whereas Tosis writes that no, lighting Halakas Neir Shabbos is a fulfillment in the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. We pointed out though that the Rambam seems to quote both. He seems to say on the one hand that it is Kavod Shabbos, at the same time, lighting Halakas Neir Shabbos is Oneg Shabbos. And we quoted from the Brisker Rav, we quoted in the name of his father, Reb Chaim, that in fact it's both, for the Rambam, it is both a fulfillment of Kavod Shabbos and a fulfillment of Oneg Shabbos. But in order to understand the Rambam, we need to understand what exactly is the difference between Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. And Reb Chaim quotes from the Gra, many Achronim say like that, that the difference, that Kavod Shabbos is what a person does in preparation for Shabbos. You get things ready for Shabbos, that's a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos is what we enjoy on Shabbos itself. And the Rambam feels that lighting Halakas Neir Shabbos is both a fulfillment in Kavod Shabbos and preparing for Shabbos and honoring Shabbos in that way, and also fulfillment in the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos in the fact that we enjoy the Shabbos candles on Shabbos itself by the fact that we don't bump into each other. And it creates Shalom Bayis. And in fact, there are two sugyas in the Gemara that reflect these two reasons for the mitzvah of lighting Halakas Neir Shabbos. On the one hand, the Gemara says that Neir Shabbos come before Neir Chanukah, meaning if you don't have enough money for both mitzvahs, so you're supposed to purchase Neir Shabbos before Neir Chanukah, or Neir Shabbos come before Kiddush, because Neir Shabbos is Mishum Shalom Bayis. It creates shalom in the house because people don't bump into each other. So that's a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. But at the same time, the Gemara says that one is not allowed to light Halakas Neir Shabbos before Plag HaMincha. Because at that time, if you light it so early, it won't be Nikar, it won't be recognizable that it's the Kavod Shabbos. You won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. So Halakas Neir Shabbos claims Reb Chaim is really both. It's a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos to light it in preparation for Shabbos, and it has to be after the Plag HaMincha, so that it's Nikar that it's the Kavod Shabbos. And at the same time, Halakas Neir Shabbos is also a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos by the fact that it creates Shalom Bayis and no one bumps into each other. That's why the Drisha quotes in his Hakdama in the name of his mother, the wife of the Sma, that a person on the first night of Yom Tov, on the second night of Yom Tov, you have to light Halakas Neir Yom Tov after it's Yom Tov already. You can't light it before because it'll be preparing for second day Yom Tov on first day Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do that. But on the first day Yom Tov, when should you light Halakas Neir Yom Tov? So the Drisha quotes in the name of his mother that you should light it before it's Yom Tov. Because if you light it when it's Yom Tov, you'll only be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Oneg Yom Tov. But if you light it beforehand, you light it before it's Yom Tov, you'll be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kavod Yom Tov, you're preparing for Yom Tov, and in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Oneg Yom Tov, you'll be enjoying it on Yom Tov itself. And therefore that's better, it'll be in fulfillment of both mitzvahs, whereas if you would only light it once it's Yom Tov already, even though you're allowed to do so, you're allowed to light a fire, to cover, you know, to enjoy on Yom Tov, you're allowed to be transfer a fire on Yom Tov, nonetheless, you will only be in fulfillment of one half of the mitzvah of Oneg Yom Tov, as opposed to if you would light it beforehand, you'll be in fulfillment of both. The Aruch HaShulchan and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav understood the resolve the contradiction within the Rambam slightly differently. They distinguish between the rooms in which you're lighting. The room in which you're eating, that's a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. You honor Shabbos by having candles at the meal. But the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos is fulfilled in the other rooms of the house. In all of the rooms of the house, you have to have some sort of light so people don't bump into each other. So that's a fulfillment of Oneg Shabbos. You only enjoy it on Shabbos itself. It's not necessarily honoring Shabbos to light these candles beforehand. So they distinguish between the different rooms. Because lighting Halakas Neir Shabbos is a fulfillment not only of Oneg Shabbos, of enjoying it on Shabbos itself, but also Kavod Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos. Therefore, the Rambam writes that if you have a candle that's burning already from the morning, we mentioned already, you have a candle that's burning from the morning, so you cannot be yotze the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos with that. You have to put it out and relight it as a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, that it should be nikar, that it's the Kavod Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos you could have, even if you didn't light the candle specifically for Shabbos, even if it was burning the whole day Friday, you could be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos by enjoying the candles on Shabbos itself. But to be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, you'd have to put it out And light is specifically L'Kavod Shabbos. That's why the Aruch HaShulchan writes that in the Shaar HaDam, in the other rooms of the house, you don't have to put out the lights and then light them again L'Kavod Shabbos. Only in the dining room do we relight the candles L'Kavod Shabbos, because there's a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, whereas in the other rooms of the house, there is a Zaynik Shabbos. So the fact that the lights were on already from the morning is fine, because in the other rooms of the house, all we have is Zaynik Shabbos. To create Shalom Bayis, people shouldn't bump into each other. So as long as the lights, even if the lights are on from Friday morning, you don't have to put them out and light them Davka L'Kavod Shabbos. Only in the dining room, where there is not only a mitzvah of Zaynik Shabbos, a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, you should put out the lights and relight them Davka L'Kavod Shabbos. This is relevant for the kasha that the Shemir Shabbos Kelchasa brings up and all of the other Paiskim raise, and that is that how can we be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of lighting Halakas Neiros Shabbos? In the dining room, you're adding no light. We mentioned last time that the Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions. Can you make a bracha on Halakas Neiros Shabbos if you're not the first person to light there? It's only Tosefes Ayra. It adds a little bit of light. One opinion the Shulchan Aruch was that once someone lit in one room, another person cannot light in the same room, because they're not, all they're doing is adding light, but you had already enough light. You had enough light to eat, to not bump into each other. So another person's going to come and light again, all they're making additional light. And the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch is you cannot make a bracha of Halakas Neiros Shabbos on Tosefes Ar. The second opinion in the Shulchan Aruch is that you can make a bracha on Tosefes Ar, and that's what Ashkenazim make a bracha on Tosefes Ar. So two women can light in the same room, preferable if they would light in different rooms. But strictly speaking, you can make a bracha on Tosefes Ar. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes, that's if you add some light at all. But nowadays, they have such chandeliers and so many lights in the dining room, you amish add nothing with the Neiros Shabbos. So how could you make a bracha at all? You're adding no light b'chalal. So Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa quotes from Shlomo Zalman that says, it fudges a little bit. And he says, well, it's a halakha shel mitzvah, and you're making a bracha on the fact that it's a halakha shel mitzvah, even though you're adding no light. L'maisa, it's a very difficult teretz. So because of this kasha, many of the paiskim, this is found in the Tshuvas Oz Nidberu, the Chavis Hadar recommends this, that's Dain Bloy's Sefer and Mezuzah, but in the back there's a Kuntras on Halakas Neiros Shabbos, Halakas Neiros Chanukah. So there he recommends, and this is also found in Rabbi Avadia's Sefer Chazon Avadia, which is a newer set that came out on Hilchos Shabbos. He also has this Eitzah, that what you should do is put out the electric lights in the room, in the dining room, before you light Halakas Neiros Shabbos. Light the candles first, then turn on the electric lights, also L'Shem Shabbos, and then make your bracha. Because one could really fulfill the mitzvah of Halakas Neiros Shabbos as well with the electric lights. So then you light the candles, that's L'Kavod Shabbos, then you light even more! You light the electric lights in the room, also L'Kavod Shabbos, and you make the bracha on both of them. Because as long as there's a glowing filament in the light bulb, it's an incandescent bulb, Rav HaPoskim hold it, you can make such a, you can light those L'Kavod Shabbos, make a bracha. So therefore, that was the eitzah that Rav HaPoskim mentioned that you should do in order to get out of the kasha, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Because one can fulfill the mitzvah, really, of Halakas Neiros Shabbos with electric lights, and that's what we should do, is in the dining room, you should put out the lights, then light the candle, then turn on the electric lights and make a bracha on both. So this is relevant for halacha that's quoted by the Rama, which I get asked about a lot, unfortunately. But the Rama writes that if a woman ever forgets to light Halakas Neiros Shabbos, so she has to add one candle for the rest of her life. We mentioned that at minimum the woman lights two candles, one keneged Zachar, one keneged Shamar, and many have the minhag to add one candle for each child that they have, because the mitzvah of Halakas Neiros Shabbos is a zechus to have banim talmidei chachamim, or to have son-in-laws who are talmidei chachamim, so everyone adds one candle, many have the minhag to add one candle for each child. But the Rama says if a woman ever forgets to light Halakas Neiros Shabbos, she should add one candle for the rest of her life, every Shabbos, because she forgot to light Halakas Neiros Shabbos once. So first of all, that halacha only applies if it's she forgot. If there's an einus, let's say you're running late for Shabbos and you run in at the last second, or a woman, let's say, is planning on lighting Halakas Neiros Shabbos, one of the kids falls and they get stitches and they have to call Hatzalah and this and that, and by the time she turns around, it's already Shabbos, then you don't have to make, she doesn't have to light one extra candle for the rest of her life. It's a knas for a person who forgot. Not if there's an einus that happens. If there's an einus that happens out of your control, you're still in the car and you didn't get there right, you all got there right before Shabbos, or an einus happened, a kohat sala or something, whatever, so then you don't have to light one candle for the rest of her life. But if she forgot, mamish forgot, then that's what it says in the Ramah, she should add one candle for the rest of her life. However, Rav Avadya writes in this sefer Chazon Avadya, and the Shmir Shabbos Kavchaser brings it up, but he doesn't follow through. But Rav Avadya passes like Nalamaisa, which is that since we have electric lights in the house anyway, no one's bumping into each other, there's anyway going to be light in the house, so at least you have the mitzvah of Einik Shabbos. You didn't have covered Shabbos, so at least you have the mitzvah of Einik Shabbos. So she's in fulfillment of the mitzvah, Halachas Neir Shabbos, at least partially, so then she doesn't have to light one extra candle for the rest of her life, because as long as there are electric lights in the house, so you could be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Halachas Neir Shabbos, at least b'diyeved, and partially by just the fact that there were electric lights on in the house. So we would be mako like that. If a woman forgets to light, but there are electric lights on in the house, that she doesn't have to light one candle for the rest of her life. So, but from both of these reasons, from whether it's Kavod Shabbos or it's Einik Shabbos, even though the mitzvah of Halakas Neir Shabbos seems to be on all of the Bnei Abayis, but it doesn't necessarily mean that everybody has to light their own candles. Once one person lights, already you have Shalom Bayis. And even though everybody has an obligation to engage in some form of Kavod Shabbos, to prepare for Shabbos, they don't necessarily have to light their own Halakas Neir Shabbos. The Gemara says in Maseches Kiddushin at the beginning of the second perek, that with regards to Kavod Shabbos, so even the great Amoraim and the great Tanoim engaged in their own Kavod Shabbos. The Gemara says that Rav Safa was Marchuch Reisha. Rav Safa cut off a head, I presume of a fish. Rava Malch Shivusa, Rava assaulted something else. They did it themselves to be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, because mitzvah bar yoysim ibishluchai. So too, everybody has to engage in some form of Kavod Shabbos. But even though there's a mitzvah on all the Bnei Abayis to light Halakas Neir Shabbos, it just means that there should be one for the whole house. And in fact, that's the way the Rambam implies. The Rambam in Perek Hei of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Aleph, so his bays over here in the sheets, writes, Ve'echad ho anashim, ve'echad nashim, chayavim liyaz b'batei ner dalak b'shabbos. Men and women have to see to it that there is a candle lit in the house on Shabbos. Not that they actually all have to light their own. There should be one candle, one set of candles lit for the whole house. Because Einik Shabbos is that there should be light in the home, and Kavod Shabbos is that candles should be lit, but everyone can fulfill the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, preparing for Shabbos, and there's no shortage of things to be done in the house, Erev Shabbos. So the husband, everybody else can do, they can do something else. The mitzvah of lighting Halakas Neir Shabbos, though, is primarily reserved for the woman. That's what it says over here in Shulchan Aruch, Simei Reish Samech Gimel Siv Beis. Hanoshim Muzharas Bo Yoiser. Women have this obligation to a greater extent. Mipneishim Mitzuyas Bebayis. Because they're found within the home, and they're engaged in the needs of the home. So since the wife is going to be the one in the home and engaged for the most part in taking care of the things for the home, she should also be the one to take care of the mitzvah of Halakas Neir Shabbos. So Shulchan Aruch makes a very practical reason, because she's found in the home. The Torah writes that it's some sort of tikkun for Chava being machshil Avram Adam Arishon in the chait of the Eitz Hadas. That she was Kaba Oira Shalalam because she put out the light of the world, because Adam HaRishon was kicked out of the Gan Eden because of her involvement in the Eitz Hadas, and therefore in order to make up for the fact that she was Kiba Oira Shalalam, women have the particular relationship with lighting Hadlakas Neir Shabbos in order to make up for that fact that she was Kiba Oira Shalalam. In fact, it relates to last week's Parsha. The Pasuk tells us that that Yitzchak Avinu had a nechama when he welcomes Rivka into his home. He finally had a nechama for the death of his mother, Sarah Imenu. So Rashi says, because when Sarah was alive, so there were three things, three nisim that happened in the home. There was a ner dalak mishabbos l'shabbos, there was a candle lit from one Shabbos to the next Shabbos, there was a bracha mitzuya b'isa, there was always a bracha found within the dough, and there was an anan, there was a cloud that resided over the home. So Maral writes, that corresponds to the three mitzvahs that are particularly relevant to women, which the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos, Gimel Mesa Averos, Nashim Meshos B'Shas Leidasim, because of three mitzvahs, or not keeping three mitzvahs, a woman could, Chas V'Shom B'Mesos B'Shas Leidasim, they are Halakas Nida Chala and Halakas Haner. And Halakas Haner corresponds to the fact that when Sarah Imenu was in the house, there was an Ner Dalak Mishabbos L'Shabbos, and Chala corresponds to the Nes that Sarah Imenu had, that there was a Bracha Metzuya B'Isa. And the Taras HaMishpacha corresponds to the fact that there was an Anan that resided, that rested over the home. Protected the home, which was the Kedusha of Taras HaMishpacha. So these three mitzvahs are particularly have a very important relationship with women. So therefore, the woman of the home should be the one who should light halakas neir Shabbos for any one of the reasons that we mentioned. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Ari HaKodesh, and this is found as well in the Tosfos of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Maseches Shabbos and the Mishnayos, that the man should prepare the candles. He should have some part of the mitzvah of halakas neir Shabbos by preparing the candles, which is also fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. He's preparing for the candles. That's a minimum. The husband should do other things also on the Kavod Shabbos. He doesn't only have to prepare the candles. He can do other things too. But that's a minimum, is that the husband should prepare the candles on the Kavod Shabbos, and that's his involvement. So primarily, it sounds like only one person has to light the Neir Shabbos for the whole home. And who is that person? It's usually the woman of the house. That's why many had a taina on the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Lubavitcher Rebbe had my understanding is he had a radio program in the late 70s, early 80s, and on this radio program he had a recurring suggestion, which was that the single girls in the home should light halakas neir Shabbos. And I presume he had reasons of kiruv and chinuch that were motivating this suggestion. And at that time, Rabbi Avadia printed an article in one of the journals, was later printed in the Chavadas, where he disagrees with this suggestion of Lubavitcher Rebbe. And his disagreement is predicated upon two arguments. The first is that already making, once the mother is going to light Halakas Neir Shabbos in the room first, before the daughter, so then the daughter is just being Tosefes Or, which already is a problem anyway, because we have electric lights in the room. So we already jumped through hoops. Anybody could light Halakas Neir Shabbos in the room, given the fact that we have electric lights. But now to make another person make a bracha in the room already with the electric lights and the mother already lit, and now you can encourage another person to make a bracha, and all it is Tosefes Or at best, it's a shver maizah. So they got around that taina by saying, okay, let the daughter light in a different room. The mother will light in the kitchen, and the daughter can light in a different room. Well, she'll be adding light. But then Rabbi Badi had another taina, and that is that there's one obligation for the home. That there's no second obligation. Husband doesn't light his own Neir Shabbos. The wife lights for the whole home. How can you have two women who are from two families staying in the same home? They can both light because they're from two separate families. But over here, she's from the same family. She's yaitzei with the mother's hadlaka. She's from the Bnei Abayis. She's soimech on the parents. So then how can she light and make her own hadlaka? It's strange. So they quoted a precedent for the Lubavitcher Rebbe's suggestion from Neiris Chanukah. Neiris Chanukah seems to parallel the mitzvah of Halakas Neir Shabbos in many ways. So Gemara tells us in Maseches Shabbos, Chaf Aleph Mibbeis, the Gemara says that Tanur Rabbanan, mitzvah Neir Chanukah, Neir Yishu Beisai, Meikar Adin, the mitzvah of Chanukah could be fulfilled with one candle every night for the whole family. V'amahadrin, ner l'chol echav yechem. Mahadrin is to light one candle for the Bnei Abayis every night. So if you have five people in the family, that's five candles every night. Mahadrin min mahadrin is to add one candle for every night of Chanukah for every one of the Bnei Abayis. We know this. And then the Gemara continues and writes, ner Chanukah, mitzvah l'anicha pesach beisam ibachutz. Where is the ner Chanukah supposed to be placed? Outside the home. Im Hayadar Baliyah, if he lives in an attic, second floor, Meinicha B'chaloyin, he should put it in the window, Hasmuch L'Rishus HaRabim, that overlooks the Rishus HaRabim so people can see it. U'bishasa Sakona, when things are dangerous, you can't light outside, Meinicha Shulchan V'dayoy, he could leave it on his table, and that is sufficient. Tosfos writes that if, let's say, he doesn't live on the Rishus HaRabim, let's say he has a courtyard in front of his house, so he shouldn't light in front of his house. He should light at the edge of the courtyard, whatever area is samuch to the Rishus HaRabim. So, but we presume a person can light in the days before the sakana. A person could light. He doesn't have to light necessarily outside his room. He could light in the chatzer. However, they quote the Chazon Ish that nowadays we don't have a chatzer. See, the reason why you could light outside of a chatzer, outside of a courtyard, was because you used to do semi-private activities in the chatzer. Most people would do private activities in the home. Walk around in their pajamas, whatever. They do private activities in the home. And they do semi-private activities in the chutzah. You might walk around in your pajamas once in a while in the chutzah. You might hang out laundry in the chutzah. You wouldn't do that in the Rishus HaRabim, though. So since you did semi-private activities in the chutzah, so you could light halakas neir Chanukah there, too. Because it's somehow attached to the home. They did semi-private activities there. But Chazon Ish writes, nowadays, you're not allowed to light halakas neir Chanukah in the chutzah. Because chatzar has nobody does semi-private activities in the chatzar anymore, so you can't, it's no longer like an appendage to the house. So you cannot light halakas neres Chanukah there anymore. So you either have to light in your house, or al pesach beis mibachutz, but you can't light by the chotzer, which is smuchal rishus harabim. This is relevant here in the yeshiva because they don't let you light in the dormitory room because they're afraid of a fire. Every yeshiva, you're not allowed to light in the dormitory room. So where do they make up for you to light over here? So they have a few options. So one of the options that they have is in the lobby of the dormitories. So the lobby of the dormitory is like a chotzer. So according to the Chazon Ish, though, you can't light in a chotzer. Because we don't do semi-private activities in a chotzer anymore. So Chazon Ish said you can't light in a chotzer. So that's why some of the Rebbeim in the Yeshiva have argued, you can't light in the lobby of the dormitory, because as the status of a chotzer, we don't light in a chotzer anymore. But at least in my opinion, it seems that the boys in Yeshiva do take liberties, and they walk around in the lobby of the Yeshiva, and the dormitories in their pajamas, and they do other semi-private activities. Hopefully they don't do them in the street either, but also... But at least in the lobbies of the dormitories, they do semi-private activities there. Or at least if they want to light the neighbor's Hanukkah there, they should start doing semi-private activities there. And since they do, in fact, do semi-private activities there, would have the status of a chatzer. And I believe that that's your best option for lighting halakas neighbor's Hanukkah is in the lobby of your dormitory. In the dormitory room, not allowed. That would be the best. But you can't because they're afraid of a fire. Chaz v'shalom. So light in the lobby of the dormitory seems to me to be the best option. Anyway, the Pnei Yeshua though writes on that Gemara, how could it be that you get away with one Ner Chanukah for the whole house, all the Pnei Abayis, and why does it have to be connected to the home? It sounds like if you don't have a home, you can't light Ner Chanukah. It has to be Al Pesach Beis HaMibachutz. What is the connection between Ner Chanukah and the home? Writes the Pnei Yeshua on that Gemara, Nirya. Demash Nishtan Mitzvah Zu Mishar Mitzvah Shein Choyves Haguf. This is not a Choyves Haguf like Lulav. You can't get away with one Lulav for the whole house, or one Kezayis of Matzah for the whole house. You can't get away with one for the whole house. But over here, this is not a choyves haguf. This is kind of like a choyves habayis, like mezuzah. And therefore, just like you get away with one mezuzah for each door, you don't have everybody in the house has to put up their own mezuzah, so too, halakas neiros Chanukah, you get away with one for the whole house. So that's kind of like neiros Shabbos. But at the same time, and therefore, the Rambam writes, that even though we have Mahadrin and Mahadrim and a Mahadrin, that you have one candle for all the Bnei Abayis and you add a candle every night for each one of the Bnei Abayis, the Rambam writes that who lights all of these candles? The Rambam Perek Dad of Hilchas Chanukah Locha Aleph, the Balabas, and that's the Minhag by the Sfaradim, is the Balabas lights all of the candles for the whole house. Because no one else can light. There's one mezuzah for the whole house. So there's one Halakas Neiros Chanukah for the whole house. How many candles? You can add candles. But there's only one Halakah, only one Bracha, and that's made by the Balabas. Because it's really a chayvas habayis, not a chiyuv on the gavra, as the Pnei Yeshua wrote. However, it doesn't seem that it's that simple. It's not exactly like the mezuzah, because the Ramah writes, and this is the way the Minhag of the Ashkenazim, in Simin Tov Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Beis and Hilchas Chanukah, v'yesh oimrim, d'chol echem ibnei habayis yavik. All of the Bnei Habayis light their own menorah. That's our Minhag. That all the Bnei Habayis light their own menorah. Huh? Everyone can't light and put up their own mezuzah. So it must be that the mitzvah of Halakas Neiros Chanukah is not exactly the same as mezuzah. It's not the same as lulav, that everybody in the house needs their own. And it's not the same as mezuzah, that it's a total chiyuv habayis. It's a chiyuv on the gavro. It's a chiyuv on the person, which they attach to the home. So therefore you could get away with one for the whole home. But I could also have in mind not to be yotze with my father and make my own Halakas Neiros Chanukah. And that's the minhag by the Ashkenazim. The Mahadran is that you should have in mind not to be yotze with your father and light your own. Meikar, then you could be yotze with your father. But the Mahadran is that everybody should light their own. Because it's somewhere in between matzah and mezuzah. It's not a total chiyuv hagavra, it's not a total chovas habayis, it's a chiyuv hagavra which they attach to the home. So it could be that the same argument could be made with regards to Halakas Neiros Shabbos. That the single girls could have in mind not to be yotze with their parents, not to be yotze with her mother, and she'll have in mind to light her own, just like we find by Neiros Chanukah. It's a chiyuv on the gavra, which they attach to the home. However, strangely enough, ironically, the only one of the Paiskim who says you cannot do that is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Alter Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya. Rise to Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Simereish Samech Gimel. Oy say, Zeh Poshet. The Bnei Beisai Einam Tzrichim Ne'avach Olecha V'yechav. With regards to Halakas Neiros Shabbos, it's Poshet, that not everybody needs their own Havaka. The Afil B'Ner Chanukah Amru Ishu Beisai. Even with regards to Ner Chanukah, they said it's enough with one for the whole home. But Mahadrin Shamhanim Mishum Pirsum Enisa. There's only a Mahadrin by Ner Chanukah because of the mitzvah of Pirsum Anes. Ubiner Shabbos loy ashichon hida ze b'gemara. We don't find this by Ner Shabbos, Hidor, Pirsumei Nisa. There's no Pirsumei Nisa by Ner Shabbos. There's no Mahajim by Ner Shabbos. Im Kain, Ein, the Varech, Olav, Kevin, Shein, Uchiyu, Bedover, Machmas Asma. You should not do this. You shouldn't do it. So it's funny that the only person who writes explicitly you shouldn't do it by Ner Chanukah is that everything's a Mahajim and there's Pirsumei Nisa, so we have a mind not to be Yotzin later on. But by Ner Shabbos, writes the Shulchan Aruch Rav, you should not do it. Because there's no Mitzvah Mahajim. And there's no Persume Nisa. However, one could do it. He could, but the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes that it shouldn't be done. The Alter Rebbe, though, I'm sorry, the Lubavitcher Rebbe presumably had his reasons for Kiruv and for Chinuch, so he suggested that it should be done. Others were opposed to the suggestion of Lubavitcher Rebbe for a different reason, that it's an innovation. Why do we need to start something new, especially when the reasons are not necessarily that compelling? So even though it could be done, if she has a mind not to be yotze with her mother, she could light her own halakas neiros Shabbos, just like we do by Chanukah. They weren't necessarily impressed with his arguments in order to make an innovation, and therefore they were somewhere opposed to it. However, some quote that it's perhaps not that much of an innovation. They quote in the name of Rav Soloveitchik that he said that in his father's home they did like that, and the Tshuvas Oz Nidru, he quotes that in the Briskerov's home they did like that. And in fact, it already appears in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Simei Reish Samach Gimel Siv Zayin, Uvinois Yisrael Nahagois Levarech Ko Achatz Biatzma. Already in the time of the Aruch HaShulchan, they had this minig. All of the daughters of Yisrael, all the girls, lit on their own. Av Kishen Yitzalimon, even when they're with their mother. Av Shabbal Enim Avarech, even though the husband doesn't make his own, Vesamech Avirchas Ishtoi. He's yitz with his wife. Mishun Lachiyuv Rakar HaMishpacha, the Chiyuv is on the family. Mikol Mokom HaBonois. Nonetheless, the daughters, when they shein etzavas yoiser, since they're more commanded in this, kol achas v'yachav z'toyv shekol echad tevarich b'cheder b'fnei asma, he says better they should make a bracha in their own room. But the Aruch HaShulchan says already records this minig of the single girls lighting, so it might not be that much of an innovation to begin with. So some have the minig that the single girls light, like the Aruch HaShulchan already records, like the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and some have the minig that the single girls did not light, that they were yoitze with their mother. This distinction, this connection between Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos is relevant for many issues, and there are going to be many parallels between Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos, and we're going to learn many halachas out from one another, and they appear, but basically most of them appear in Hilchos Shabbos and in Hilchos Chanukah, but for the most part, the obligations are the same. For example, the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, Adav Chav Gimel Mer Aleph, Amar of Sheshes, Ach Sanoi, a guest is chayav b'ner Chanukah. He's obligated to light ner Chanukah. Amar Rav Zeira said, Meireish ki avina be Rav, the beginning when I was in the house of Rav, mishtatfana b'priti b'hadu yushpiza. I would be mishtatev b'pruta together with the host, meaning he would give a pruta for some of the oil of the candle, and become a shutaf, become a partner in the candles. Basa dinasivi, after I got married, married a wife, Amina Hashta, I said to myself, now I don't have to be Mishtate for Puta, the Kamadliki Aloy Begoy Beisoy, because my wife is lighting for me in the home. So Ran already asked in that Gemara, strange Gemara, that a guest is obligated to light Neres Chanukah. Where do we find that a guest is ever putter from anything? When a guest, we don't know Gemara and Psachim that a guest is obligated to eat matzah. A guest is obligated to have Dawa Kaisis. Why do we have such a thing by Ner Chanukah? Writes the Ran, a Masechet Shabbos there, Oreach, Afo Pisha Ein Loi Bayis, even though he doesn't have a home, the Loi Tema Din Ner Chanukah Kedim Mezuzah. Don't say that it's mamish like Mezuzah, that it had to Chavis HaBayis. If you have no house, you have no Mezuzah. So if you have no house, you have no Chanukah. No. It's not exactly a Chavis HaBayis. As we mentioned, it's somewhere in between. It's a Chiyuv HaGavra, which they attach to the home. So therefore, even a guest is obligated to lie. You might have said he's not at home, he has no obligation. No, it's not the same as mezuzah. If you're a guest by someone, you don't have to put up your own mezuzah. But Chanukah is not the same as mezuzah. You have to light your own ner Chanukah. Why can't you be yotze with the household? Ner ishu beisai, one candle is enough for all the bnei habayis, for the whole house. Why can't you be yotze with the Baal HaBos? Writes the Rosh over there, Perek Beis Simeches, Amar Rav Sheshes, Achzenoi Chai b'ner Chanukah, ve'eino yotze b'nei Rosh HaBaal HaBos. He's not yotze with the Baal HaBos, the loy havi b'chlal ish v'ishto. He's not part of the b'nei habayis. I mean, he's not soymech al shulchan Baal HaBos. The Baal HaBos is not supporting him. So he's not part of the b'nei habayis. It's his house for the night, and therefore he's obligated to light, but he's not one of the b'nei habayis. So what should he do? He has to be mishtatef bepruta. So the Tshuva Sefer, Galia Masechta, I'm sure there's quotes like that from the Rosalvichik as well, held that you have to davka be mishtatef bepruta. You cannot light your own. Because the way you make it your home for the night is by being mishtatef bepruta, by buying a chelek in the oil of the candles. That's kind of like becoming a shutef in the home. But you can't light your own. You can't light your own. So this would be true by Neiros Shabbos, and would be true by Neiros Chanukah. That when you go visiting by someone for Shabbos, you cannot light your own Neiros Chanukah. You'd have to be mishtatef bepruta. And the same should be true with regards to Neiros Shabbos. You cannot light your own Neiros Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah writes that no, be mishtatef bepruta is the minimum. But better to light your own. This is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tov Reish Ayin Zayin, Sifkot and Gimel. If he has a candle, he should light for himself. It's better. Because the Mishnah Berurah argued with the Galia Masechta. The Galia Masechta understood that it becomes your home by being mishtatef bepruta. Mishnah Berurah understood, no, it's your home for the night because you're staying there for the night. So you can light there. If you want to be, you can't be yotze with the halakha of the Baal HaBos. If you want to be, because you're not one of the Bnei HaBayis. If you want to be yotze with the halakha of the Baal HaBos, so then you have to be mishtatef bepruta. But if it is your house for the night, so you can light your own. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, you can light your own Neiros Shabbos when you're visiting by someone else. And you can light your own Halakas Neiros Chanukah when you're visiting by someone else for Shabbos. That's the meaning that many have, is that if they're visiting by someone else for Shabbos, they'll light their own Neiros Shabbos and they'll light their own Neiros Chanukah. But they cannot be Yotze with the Baal HaBos. If you want to be Yotze with the Baal HaBos, you have to be Mishtatef Bepruta. Others who are machmir for the Galia Masechta will not make a bracha on their own lighting, rather they'll be mishtatef bepruta too. Because it could be you can't make a bracha on your own lighting because it's not really your house. It only becomes your house by being mishtatef bepruta. So some are machmir like that. Bein b'chanukah, bein b'shabbos. It's all the same. Same halacha. But you cannot be yotzei with the Baal HaBos. So what does that mean? A bracha, let's say, goes to visit. So if a couple goes to visit by someone else for Shabbos, by someone else for Chanukah, so many have the minig. The wife lights her own Hadlokas Neiros Shabbos, and the husband, if it's Chanukah, will light his own Hadlokas Neiros Chanukah. But let's say a Bacher is going to visit by his friend for Shabbos. So he has to light his own Hadlokas Neiros Shabbos. We don't hear about that often. So that's because the Mishnah Berurah writes over here, Siman Tov Reish Ayin Zayin, Sifka in Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah says, that a guest, an achsenoi, v'hu adin ha-bochrim, shalom nim shalom v'beisam, tzrichim l'shtatev ha-koponim, a bocher who's learning outside of his home, he's by someone else, has to be mishtatev v'pruta. V'davka b'bocher sh'ocho b'fnei atzmai, that's only if he's eating by himself. Abam soymech al-shulchan b'alabayis, if he's relying on the balabas, he's eating with the balabate, with the owner of the house, who b'chlau b'nei abayis, he's considered to be one of the b'nei abayis. V'hu adin mesharsim, so too the help in the house is considered to be the b'nei abayis. It could be yaitze with the Baal HaBos hadlokas neiros Chanukah. However, in Hilchas Chanukah, he writes, in Tov Reish Ayin Zayin Sifkot and Dalet, that's only if you're semech al Baal HaBos b'kviyas. Hanofiu u'moich al shulchan Baal HaBos, lo aminu dekebnei beis odami. He's not considered one of the b'nei abayis, even if he's eating with the Baal HaBos, if he's a guest. Kevin d'reachu. Ve'eno semech al shulchanu b'kviyas. In order to be yaitze with halak of the Baal HaBos, you have to be there all 8 days of Chanukah. If you're there all 8 days of Chanukah, so then the Mishnah Berurah, the Bi'ur Halacha there in Hilchas Chanukah writes, you could be yotze with the Baal HaBos. But if you're not there, b'kvius, you're not there for the whole Chanukah, you're not being samech on the Baal HaBayis for food for all 8 days of Chanukah, then you're not part of the Bnei HaBayis b'kvius, and you cannot be yotze with the Halacha of the Baal HaBos, you have to light your own. That people do. A guy goes away for Shabbos, most people will, for Shabbos Chanukah, most times, a bacher will light his own menorah in the house of the Baal HaBos. Won't be yotze with the Baal HaBos. Either way, it wouldn't be yotze with the Baal HaBos because it's a mahadrin that everybody should light their own. Even his chaver, who's a child of the Baal HaBos, is going to light his own menorah, the mahadrin. So too, a guy goes away, lights his own menorah as part of the mahadrin. However, in Hilchos Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah writes, is a somewhat of a contradiction. He writes in Siman Reish Samach Gimel Sifkan Lami Gimel. He writes there, the Gam HaBachrim Tzichim L'Shtatev. There he says, even a Bachr has to be Mishtatev. That's only if he's eating by himself. If he's eating with the Baal HaBos, he's part of the Bnei HaBayis. He's Yotze with the Baal HaBos, is Hadlaka. So he's there, he doesn't say you have to be there B'kvius. It sounds like if you're just there for Shabbos, that's good enough. So therefore, if a bacher goes to someone else's house for Shabbos, he could be yotze with the wife's hadlokas neiros Shabbos. He doesn't have to light his own. He's part of the Bnei HaBayis as long as he's eating with the Baal HaBatim. He's not eating in shul or something. He's eating with the balabatim. He's being samech al shulchan balabayis. He could be yaitse with the wife's hadlaka. Why? But in Hilchas Chanukah he said you have to be there bekvius. So I believe that the answer is that kvius depends. For an Eretz Chanukah, if you're there all 8 days, for all of Yom Tif, that's called kvius for Chanukah. For Shabbos, if you're there for Shabbos, that's called kvius for Shabbos. The Gemara says in Maseches Sukkah that if you have a sukkah that's taller than 20 yamas tall, so it's pasul. Because nobody looks at the schach, it's too tall, or shalta ba'ena, nobody notices the schach, it's too tall. So Gemara says, well, let's say you have a sukkah that's too tall, you could be memayit in the height of the sukkah by putting pillows and blankets in the bottom. So Gemara says, no, that doesn't work, because you have a mind to remove the pillows and the blankets. Fine, but let's say you'll leave it there. You'll leave it there on a permanent basis. So then the Gemara says, it would be memayit in the sukkah, and the sukkah could become kosher if you put enough pillows and blankets there that the roof will not be 20 yamas off the ground. How long do you have to leave the pillows and blankets there in order that it should be memayit, in order that it should diminish the height of the sukkah? So Iran there writes, it depends, it has to be there for the whole of Yom Tif. If it's there for the 8 days, 7 days of Sukkot, that's called, that it's bottled there for all of Yom Tif. And that's called that it's bitul olamos. It's there permanently. And it's memayit in the Sukkah. So everything seems to depend on the duration of Yom Tif. So by Chanukah, if you're there all 8 days of Chanukah, and you're saying Mechal Shulchan Baal Abayis, you could be yoytze with the Baal Abbas's Hadlaka. Either way, he's going to light his own because of the Mahadran. But in theory, you could be yoytze with the Baal Abbas. By Shabbos too, if you're there for all of Shabbos, so Bacha could be Yaitse with the luck of the wife, with the wife of the host, because he is to become part of the Bnei Abayis if he's there for Shabbos. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, Ramesha, that if a person is visiting, a Bacha is visiting by a family for Shabbos, he could be Yaitse with the wife's Hadlaka if he's a Saimech al Shulchan Baal Abayis, at least for that Shabbos. Ramesha writes that a couple who's visiting another couple could also be Yaitse with the other couple's Hadlaka, because they're being Saimech al Shulchan Baal Abayis, but every couple has the minik to light on their own. So Ramesha says, if a couple is visiting by another couple, this is quoted in Rabbi Simcha Bunim Cohen's Sefer on Halakas Neir Shabbos. He has a few original things there from Ramesha. So he quotes there this from Ramesha, that every couple should light their light on their own. Even though in theory, if another couple is visiting by a couple for Shabbos, they could be yotze with the hostesses Halakas Neir Shabbos, if they're eating with them. But the minig is that every couple lights on their own. Okay? The Gemara there says, though, that was only before he got married, he'd be mishtate for pruta. Basa the nasivi, now that he's married, now he doesn't have to light on his own. Because they're lighting for me in my house. My wife is lighting for me. And he can be yotze with his wife's hadlaka. So it sounds like a husband can be yotze with his wife's hadlaka, even though he's not there. Mr. Brewer says, nowadays for Neres Chanukah, he should light his own, because if he's somewhere else for Shabbos, he should light his own because of the Mahadran, that you should light your own. Even though in the house, when they're together, the husband and wife are yotze with one, but if he's out of the home, the Mishnah Berurah says he should light his own. But what about by Neir Shabbos? There is no Mahadran to light your own. So it sounds like if a husband is not in the house with his wife, he could be yotze with his wife's hadlaka nonetheless. He doesn't have to be mishtatif per pruta with the host, he could be yotze with his wife's hadlaka in the home. Does this only apply to a husband and wife? Or does this even apply to children with their parents? When they're in the house together, children could be yotze with the halakha of their parents. What about when they're not in the home? Could they be yotze with the halakha of their mother, just like the husband be yotze with the halakha of his wife? So that seems to be a machlekes achronim. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, as in Reish Samach Gimel Sifhei, the Bachrim Ahochim Lilmod Chutz Lebeisam, they have to light their own Ner Shabbos in their room and make a bracha. Even though he has in another place, Aveim, a father and a mother, Hamadlikin, who are lighting, Kevin Shu Gadol, who Kabbalabais. Since he's an adult, he's like a Balabas, Bifnei Atzma, Vachal of Mitzvah's Ner Shal Shabbos. It's not the same as when he's in the home, he's part of the Mishpacha. If he's not in a home, he's like a gadol in his own balabas that he has to light his own hadlokas neir shabbos. I think I have a sneaking suspicion that the Aruch HaShulchan is talking about bnei yeshiva who were all on their own. They weren't being supported by the parents. That's what he says. He's like a gadol in a balabas bifnei atzmai. But if he's still being supported by his parents, then maybe he would have the status of still like the bnei abayis. He could be yotze with his parents hadlokas. And in fact, that's what the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chaser writes. Perek Mem Hei Sif Yud Beis. He writes, "L'chayra lav dafke be'ishtay malekes olav." Doesn't only mean his wife lights for him. Who adinami b'samech al shulchan aviv v'ima? If he can samech on the shulchan of his parents, he's still relying on his parents for money and everything. Malekes avuray. They could lie for him, even though he's not in the house. They could lie for him. So this could be applied by Neir Shabbos too. Neir Shabbos, both for a husband and for children. It sounds like they could be yotzei with the mother, with the wife's hadlaka, even though they're not in the house. But in fact, this is a big machlekes ha'achronim. Can a person be yotzei with his wife's hadlaka? Does he have to be in town, or could he even be out of town and still be yotzei with his wife's hadlaka? When could a husband or a child be yotzei with the parents or the wife's hadlaka? Where are they? So look in the Shulchan Aruch, some Reish Samach Gimel over here, Ois Tez Zayin, in Hilchas Shabbos. He writes, "Bachur ma'hochem lilmod chutz l'beisam." You have a bachur who's going to learn outside the house. Tzrichim la'hadlik ner Shabbos b'chedram u'levarech alav. He has to light his own hadlokas ner Shabbos. Aval mishu eitzo ishtoi, if he's with his wife, ain't tzarech la'hadlik b'chedro. He doesn't have to light in his own room. It used to be the husband and the wife had different rooms. They slept in different rooms. So ain't tzarech la'hadlik b'chedro. He doesn't have to light in his own room. Ufisha ishtoi mevarechas b'shviloi. His wife is lighting for him. But the sif began, Bachrim ha'hochem lilmod chutz l'beisam, a bach who is going to learn outside the house, tzrichim l'hadlik ner Shabbos b'chedrum, they have to light on their own. Who are these bachrim? Writes the Mishnah Berura, Hainu sheyesh lehem nashim, they're married! They're not real bachrim. El shahochem chutz l'beisam, they left the house. V'av sheyishtam adlekes b'beisa, even though his wife is lighting in his house, einai niftar b'birkas ishtai. He's not potter with the brach of his wife. Kevin sheyesh lecheder miyucha b'makom shemisareach. Since he has his own room in the place where he's staying, the culture can't make no nasi the mechuyev lahadik. For sure, if he's not married, he has to light on his own. So even if a guy's married, he cannot be yotzei with the brach of his wife unless he's with her. In the same town, at least. Perhaps even in the same house. But if he's outside of town, then he cannot be yotzei with his wife's hadlaka. So then, so too, bachrim in yeshiva, let's say. If you're in a yeshiva and your parents are in a separate town, you cannot be yotzei with your wife and mother's halakha. Or a husband, let's say, the wife is in the hospital, husband's going to light halakha's Neir Shabbos at home. She cannot be yotzei with the husband at home, because she's in a separate town. So that's the way the Bir Halacha over there quotes, I am Mishnah Berura, can't cause of Oyla Shabbos, Vataysepa Shabbos, Prima Gonim Achai Yolim. Wow, so many Achrayim say like this. That even if you're married, you cannot be yotzei with the halakha of your spouse, if you're outside of town, you're not in the same town. But, he quotes from the Derech HaChaim, but from the Nesivis of the Derech HaChaim, Mashma, Shehu Mefarish Bochurim Mamish. No, only single guys. Avoloi Mishayesh Leisha. A man who's married can be yotzei with his wife's halakha, even if they're not together, even if they're in separate towns. And if this halakha applies to Bochurim too, with their parents, so your per bach could be yotzei with his mother's hadlaka in their house, even though they're in a separate town. So that's a big machlekes ha'achronim, how to paskin. Should we paskin like the Mishnah Berura? That's the way the Chovetz Hadar paskins, Dayan Bloy, the Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Shechter paskins like that. That you cannot be yotzei with your wife's hadlaka, with your parents' hadlaka if they're in a separate town. So Rav Shechter gives the advice to Bachrim here in the yeshiva that they should light their own hadlaka's name of Shabbos in their dorm room. Even though you're not allowed to light candles in the dorm room, you should light an incandescent bulb and a nightlight. Make a bracha on it in the dorm room. Because you can't be yotzei with your parents' hadlaka. And so too, if a wife is in the hospital, she'd have to bring a nightlight also. Can't be yotzei in the hospital. They give you these little LED lights, which provide mamash no light at all. Maybe a little light. But either way, it's not an incandescent bulb. There's no glowing filament, so you can't be yotzei with that. So she should bring a nightlight to the hospital too. Can't be yotzei with her husband's hadlaka if he's at home. If neither one of them are at home, of course they have to light over there. Both of them are in the hospital. Or let's say the husband is not at home, he's visiting by the parents, and the wife is in the hospital, but no one's in the house, and then she can't be yotzei with his hadlaka because it's not in her house. It'd only be if it was in her house, since that's her main residence, she could be yotzei with the husband in their house. But the husband's not at home and she's not at home, it can't be yotzei like that. So, but if they are at home, the husband is at home and the wife is in the hospital, so the Chavis Hadar, the Aruch HaShulchan say you cannot be yotzei like that. Mishnah Berura says you cannot be yotzei if they're with the halakha in the house, if they're in a separate town. However, the quote in the name of Rav Moshe, Simcha B'Yudim Kohn has this, others have this, the Shmir Shabbos Kel Chosa passing like that, Rav Avadya passing like that, that you can be yotze with the luck of your parents, or the luck of your wife if they're in the house. Rav Avadya said this by Sfarish HaBochrim, who are in the yeshiva, they could be yotze with the luck. Either way, they don't have the mismahadrin by Neiris Chanukah to light their own. So they could be yotze halakas Neiris Shabbos, halakas Neiris Chanukah with their parents at home. By Chanukah won't help the Ashkenazi Bochrim, because either way they have the mahadrin to light their own. So even if they be at home, they have to light their own. But at least by halakas Neiris Shabbos, they could be yotze with their mother's halakha at home, even though they're in a separate town, because when the Shulchan Aruch said Bochrim Ahokan Limud Chutz LaBeisam, it was referring to someone who's all by himself. He's on his own. He doesn't have parents who are lighting for him, or he's not Semech al Shulchan his parents. If a guy is already older and he's independent financially, he can't be yotze with his mother's halakha. It's only so long to be yotze with the mother's halakha. But if he's still being Semech al Shulchan Baal HaBayis, Shulchan of his parents, he could be yotze with his mother's halakha or a husband and a wife. If one of them is in the hospital, they could be yotze with the other one's halakha as long as it is in the house. So that's the story. So Bochum over here is a big machlekes whether or not they have to light halakas Neir Shabbos in the dormitory. Somehow the Shmir Shabbos Kochasa, Rav Moshe, heard of Wilk Passons like that, held that they don't have to light their own halakas Neir Shabbos in the dormitory. Or maybe Luchumra they could light their own, but certainly don't have to make a. I think I heard that like that. Rav Moshe certainly held like that. Shmir Shabbos Kochasa could be yotze with their mother's halakha. With regards to Neiris Chanukah, you have to light your own because of the Mahadrin, and others held that you have to light your on your own, and you can even make a bracha. You have in mind not you don't have to be chayshish stuff like brachas. You have in mind not to be yotze with your parents, and you can light your own over here in the dorm room. Either way, the Dayan Weiss writes in the Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak that this doesn't work across time zones. It only works if you're in the same time zone, or you know, relatively the same time zone. But if you need to light halakas Neir Shabbos and in Eretz Yisrael, you can be yotze with your mother's halakha. That's going to happen, 8 hours later, 7 hours later. That doesn't work like that. Already, by the time she's lighting Neir Shabbos, it's Shabbos for you. Even in Chicago, I don't know, if you're going to need to light Neir Shabbos, and your mother will get too early or too late or whatever. I don't know how it would work. But in the separate time zones, things become tricky. Then I don't think you could be yotze with this. But if you're all in the same time zone, then that would be this machlekes ha'poskim, different poskim passing in different ways. Let's say a person has two places where he eats and one where he sleeps. So where should he light halakas Neir Shabbos and where should he light halakas Neir Chanukah? So all of that depends on Gemara Maseches Erevin, which has neither to do with Neir Shabbos or Neir Chanukah. It has to do with what is your main place of residence with regards to Tchum Shabbos. The Gemara says Maseches Erevin and that fine Beis and Beis, my makom dira. What is your main residence? Rav Omar. Rav says makom pita, the place where you're eating. Vishmuel Omar, and Shmuel says Makom Lina, the place where you're sleeping. If they're in two separate places, it depends. So Gemara brings a price of Meizve, Haroyim Vakaitsonim Vaborgnin, Vishemre Haperas, these are all people work in the fields, they watch over the fruits. Bizman Shadarkin Lolim Ba'ir, Harehin Kanche Ir. When they sleep in the city, they're like the Anche Ir. Bizman Shadarkin Lolim Basode, when they sleep in the fields, so then they have 2,000 amas from the field. So you see that it's if it depends on where they sleep, even though they're going to eat in the Anche Yair and they sleep in the field, depends where they sleep. So Gemara says, no, that's different. The Mamtul who rift their husband Tvenechu, wherever they are, if you would bring their food to them, they would stay there the whole time. If you brought your food to the Sada, they'd stay in the Sada. If you brought their food to the Yair and that's where they slept, they'd stay in the Yair. Wherever they're sleeping, if you bring their food to them, they would be happy there. So even though there's a machlekes where there's makom pita gar makom lina, we happen to pass in makom pita that the place where you eat is the main place of residence. Nonetheless, if one of them is preferable, if they would bring your food there and you'd be happy, you'd stay there. Or one of them is more private, let's say. So then everyone agrees that that is your ikar makom dira. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama writes in Reish Samach Gimel Siv Yud that we usually light halakas Neir Shabbos in the place where you eat. We pass in makom pita is the real makom dira. But the Mishnah Berurah there writes, that's why we light halakas Neir Shabbos in the dining room. Or if you have two places that are equal, one place where you eat, one place where you sleep, so then the Ikar Makom Dira will be the place where you eat. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchos Shabbos, Reish Samach Gimel, Sivkotin Mem Vav, Hainu Balabai, Sheyachal Ahadak al Shulchan, Ulvarech Alav. Ava Ba'ireach, Miyesh al Cheder, Miyuchal Atzmo. If the guest has a Cheder which is Miyuchal to him, if you have a place which is more private to you, let's say there's a dining room in yeshiva, or you could light in your dorm room. So you have one place where you eat, the dorm room, one place where you sleep, in the cafeteria. So which is the ikar makam dira? So even though we pass in the Gemara, Makom Pita, if they're equal, the place where you're eating is the more eager one, this is not equal. If they would bring the food to the dormitory, Rabbi said, I guarantee you, no one would leave the dorm room. Why would you come to the cafeteria? They have nice mirrors in the cafeteria, but why would you come to the cafeteria? Stay in the dorm room. Path of least resistance. So why don't you just stay there? Then I think they would. So dorm room, either way, is more private. So that's why they quote in the name of Rabbi Isha that a person has to lie, a bachem, yeshiva bachem, should really lie bein halakas neiros Chanukah, bein halakas neiros Shabbos, in the dorm room. Problem is, they won't let you lie in the dorm room. So most yeshivas, therefore, they light in the cafeteria because you have no choice. In our yeshiva, that's why most yeshivas, they light in the cafeteria. And our, they won't let you light in the dorm or in the lobby. In our yeshiva, they won't let you light in the dorm. but they set up in a few places. They set up in the lobby because they post guards over there with fire extinguishers and fire protocol. So they let you light in the lobby. They also put a place to light in the cafeteria. So most yeshivas, they light in the cafeteria. Because they can light in the dormitory room, even though that's more private and it should be preferable, they won't let you light this. You light in the cafeteria. In our cafeteria, though, Rav Schechter has argued that it's not private to the Bachrim at all. You can't light, it's not a makom pita just for the Bachrim. It's a restaurant. Anybody could come in and eat in our cafeteria and buy the food. So it's mamash like you eat in a restaurant. So that's not a makom at all. It's not your residence at all. It's not that you have two places, one where you eat, one where you sleep. So you should light in your primary residence. Here, you have, this is mamash, not a makom pita at all. Anybody could come and eat here. It's not only for the B'nai HaYeshiva. Most yeshivas, the cafeteria is specific to the B'nai HaYeshiva. And our cafeteria is like a restaurant. Nobody holds you can light in a restaurant. It's not meyuchah to you at all. So therefore, you have to light in the dormitory room. They won't let you light in the dormitory room, so that's why I feel that the lobby is the best option. But if you have two places, one where you eat, one where you sleep, like let's say you're staying in your apartment, and you're eating by someone else, eating by someone Friday night. So you can't be light there. Can't light a look as near as Shabbos, you can light a look as near as Chanukah there. Because you have an Ikar Makom Dira, which is here. You have your apartment, which is private to you. So even though you're eating somewhere else, you can't be Yotzei Lokas Neiros Shabbos, Lokas Neiros Chanukah there. Your Dira is here. And this is also in Hilchos Chanukah. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchos Chanukah, Siman Tov Reishah in Zayin, Sivkot in Yud Beis, V'dav Galin in Achsanoya, only a guest can light by the guest, by the host's home, Shein Beis HaEtzlo. He doesn't have his own house there. Alin in Ben HaSomech HaShulchan Ov, Amish HaSoyed, Eitz HaChavero. Let's say you're just eating by your friend, Bakrei. What, that night? V'yesh L'shom Ba'ayis, Ba'ayis HaYir. But you have a house in that city. You have to go home. Tzarek Leilich L'Beis L'Hadik Shom Ne'er Chanukah. So if you're eating out Friday night of Shabbos Chanukah and you're afraid to light a menorah in your house and then leave it, then you shouldn't go out to eat. But if you cannot light Halakas Ne'er Chanukah, you cannot light Halakas Ne'er Shabbos by the place that you're eating, if you have a real dira, you have your real house, or a real more private place where you sleep in the same city. It's only when everything is equal, then you can light in either one. But we pass in Makom Pita is the Ikar Makom Dira. But if you have a primary residence, if you can light there, in the dormitory room, they won't let you light, so you light in the cafeteria, which is less private, but at least it is a makom dira for you. If it's a restaurant, you can't light there. It's not a makom dira for you at all. But if it is a makom pita, just from the yeshiva, you could in theory light there. But if you have your primary residence in the same city, you have your house, you just happen to be eating by your friend Friday night, you can't light there, even though a guest could. You can't because you have your primary residence in that city, so you have to go home and light over there. If you have two, let's say you're by your parents for Shabbos, you're going to return to yeshiva that night. So you could either light in yeshiva, or you could light by your parents. So you could always light by your parents. That's your ikar makom dira. You can light there, or you could light in yeshiva. You also have a dira there. So if you have two homes, I have two mamish fully furnished homes. I have a home in Manhattan and a home in New Jersey. So you could light in either one. You want to light before you leave your parents' house, or you could light when you get to yeshiva later, if you have two houses. But if you have a primary residence and a place where you're just eating that night, I'm going out to eat Friday night, then you can't light near a Shabbos, you cannot light near a Chanukah there. That's why the Pashup Shad is. The last thing is with regards to hotels. Let's say you're in a hotel for Shabbos. So really you should light in your hotel room. That's private to you. So light in the dining room. Also, but they won't let you light in a hotel room. If you have a night light with an incandescent bulb, that might be the best, because then you're lighting in your private room. That's really the makom place you should light. But if you have a wife, your wife is not going to want to light an electric bulb for Shabbos, at least in my experience. She's going to want to light candles, because for whatever reason. Nashim Tikkanius. She's going to want to light candles. Not going to be happy with this electric bulb. So you're going to light it. And if you want to bring a nightlight to turn on in the room, you can do that without a bracha. But the real Ikar Makom should be in the room, but they won't let you light candles. Or you shouldn't leave candles in the room. It'll be a fire hazard. So what are you going to do? You're going to light in the dining room. So if you light on your table, okay, so you light on your table in the dining room. But oftentimes they set up a table outside the dining room in the lobby. The lobby is not a makom dira at all. It's not a chutzar. Anybody could walk in and out of the lobby over there. So Simcha Binum quotes in the name of Rav Moshe, and everybody says, you can't light over there. It's mamish nothing. You're not yotzei hadlaka like that. It's a bracha vatol. You can't light in some little closet where they give you, here, light over here, and you never go there again for the rest of Shabbos. Can't light there. Besides the fact that it provides no illumination, there's no covered Shabbos for the meal, and there's no onik Shabbos. You don't enjoy the light at all. So mamish, it doesn't help at all. And even within the dining room, if they give you one little table on the side, but it provides no illumination over here. Besides the fact that the electric light's in the room, but mamish, you don't even see the candles when you're eating. So if you be a kanoa, you should take the candles and put them on your table, unless the caterer is going to get upset. So you could either light upstairs in the room with an electric bulb, an incandescent bulb, or you could light on your table, or at least the table near your table where you're eating in the dining room. But to light in the middle of the hallway, in the middle of the lobby, in a hotel, I don't think you'd say anything like that. Okay, go ahead.